You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
John.
Yes.
My goodness. I mean, here we are talking about all this truth coming out, and now this movie has come out called Unplanned.
Think about all the movies that have come out about pro-life and abortion up to this point. You had the Kermit Gosnell movie, which was absolutely phenomenal. If you hadn't seen it, see that movie as well.
Evil phenomenal. Truth
Evil
phenomenal.
Because it was truth. It was exposing, uncovering. And there were several other ones already that have come out. So this is a trend. This is a wave that's happening. Truth is being brought out in the open, and people are waking up.
And that's
up.
One thing that Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, prophesied about, that people will demand truth. Yeah. They're tired of all the lies. And so in this movie, this breakout box office hit in the theaters right now is called Unplanned. And it's a story about Abby Johnson. Abby Johnson was... left her parents, took her to college and dropped her off. And at that moment, she made a decision that week that she was going to go the way of the world. And she just let go of everything that she was raised in. And it literally led to, herself going through abortions. Then it actually led her to actually beginning to work with Planned Parenthood, who, by the way, if you don't know, they're responsible for many, many abortions in our nation. And finally, she ended up leading a clinic with over 22,000 children during her time that she was there, responsible for ending their lives. But in the middle of that, God opened her eyes and she saw suddenly what she was doing. And now I believe she's going to be a hero. She's like, when you look back at slavery, and it's easy for us today to go look back and go, that was evil. But it took brave people to stand up and say that was evil. Somebody's eyes had to be open. And today, they're going to look back at abortion just like they looked at slavery. And they're going to say, how in the world could you have destroyed and killed and murdered your child? Or allowed that to happen. Well, listen, this
is... Or how in the world could you have remained silent while all these children were being murdered and you did nothing to speak up again, for them?
As a matter of fact, here is the trailer now from Unplanned. You got to go. Even if you can't go, buy a ticket for it. But listen, you want to go, brace yourself. If you are a lady, if you are a female, I highly recommend you go into this movie because it will be the best form of education, like we just saw with the one lady. Mm-hmm. You got to see. This is, it's ruthless truth. It's not. It's done. It's just her life and what happened. But Abby Johnson will be known, I believe, as an abolitionist that freed babies and gave them their life. I think she'll be known as that. Take a look.
Abby Johnson is in the other room.
Here.
Our first order of business is to present Planned Parenthood's Employee of the Year Award. Abby Johnson.
This is Abby. She's our newest volunteer escort. Abby, this is Cheryl D'Alessandro.
I'd be the youngest director in Planned Parenthood history.
You'll actually be in charge of the abortions at your clinic?
I have a chance to make a real difference.
No matter what you do for the rest of your life, you're still going to be a baby killer.
The only thing that's changed is you, Abby. Can you even hear yourself talk right now about these procedures? These are little babies.
I'm not going to apologize for doing a job that helps women in crisis.
There's still a part of me that isn't sure.
I know. But the one thing that all experts agree on is that at this stage, the fetus can't feel anything.
Sorry to bother you, but they need an extra person in the back room. Are you free?
I saw it. It was like it was twisting and fighting for its life.
We commend the souls of these hundreds of children. And Lord, we pray to end abortion.
I really appreciate what you've done for us. I'll not forget it.
22,000 abortions. How do I even comprehend that?
Rough day at the office.
You can say that. You're making a mess.
It's your dad and me. You are our baby from the moment of conception.
We are paying you to be a perfect instrument of corporate policy.
We are an abortion provider.
I can't be a part of this anymore. Everything that they told us is a lie.
Don't underestimate the repercussions of this. You gotta be careful.
Rhonda, please! Don't do this! Rhonda!
Let me tell you what's gonna happen if you walk through that door.
Congratulations. You have made an enemy of one of the most powerful organizations on the planet.
It's available right now in your theaters. You need to buy a ticket and go to it. I have to tell you, they made it, they registered the Motion Pictures Association. They rated it R. A lot of understandings of this. One is they're saying they want to keep people from seeing it, but it's truth. You know, you got to be, what, 17 years old or older. But I personally believe Escort, you know, any child, any female child that's able to give birth, so she could see the beautiful thing, that how God's created her and how the enemy wants to take that part of her and destroy her life. And how even in the schools, John, Planned Parenthood has counselors in the schools to build relationships with our elementary children. And then when they finally become sexually active in their thought life, they say, don't talk to your parents, talk to us, because we understand you. And then they put her on the birth control pill, which often fails, and they know that it will end with a cause her to need an abortion. And then they say, I'm your friend, I'll take you to... I mean, there's a whole strategy of making money off of destroying children. And I got to tell you, you know, I've heard people make comments about the movie, and they said, well, you know, it's a kind of a lighthearted movie. It's like, it's serious, Lord, if you have any heart at all. But it's truth. But I, John, I thought, literally thought, that I buried my face in my hands, and I thought I was going to just begin to wail in this theater because...
Wow, that dramatic.
My heart was just ripped to shreds. We've been praying for years that God would end abortion, but they're not letting people get behind the scenes to see that baby fighting for its life under an ultrasound while they're breaking the baby. I mean, it was just... It's happening.
This is the real. This is probably the most graphic you're going to see, the most real experience outside of going having one.
I was just weeping through the thing, you know, and that. But you know, if it's happening, we have a responsibility to see it.
Yeah.
Because you vote, and whoever you vote for will either support abortion or end abortion. And if we vote enough people into office who love God, who love women, who love children, and wants to end abortion, then you're responsible for ending it.
If you vote
people in, you think, I want my money first, I don't care about the children, that's kind of behind the scenes.
For many people, the deciding factor came in the final debate with President Trump, where he said, listen, I am not for the ripping of babies' body parts. At the presidential debate.
Yeah.
And so that was a deciding moment for many people. Says, okay, that's the person I'm voting for.
Yeah, and that was the big difference. And America voted for life when they voted for the president and the vice president Pence, President Donald Trump and Mike Pence, the vice president. It's so important to pray for our administration, pray for the right judges to be able to get in place, because they overturn Roe versus Wade, which is a federal law done wrongly. Then it'll come down to the states, and now your state can determine whether you're going to have it or not. And that's happening in Mississippi. It's happening in Utah. They tried to happen in North Carolina. And it's just, listen, comment below. We want to hear from you. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We've been praying for years. You've heard us. We're praying together. Even when we see you guys, you tell us, dear God, end abortions, you know,
send revivals and third great awakening.
So I just want to pray for you right now. I want to pray. Father God, we just thank you for Abby Johnson turning her back on Planned Parenthood and her face towards you and giving her life towards you and telling this truth. We pray for every woman, Lord, that's being this pregnancy moment of her life when she's thinking about ending her child's life, that you would educate her, Lord, and show her, Lord, how beautiful that is, Father God. I just speak life over her and life over our audience. Dear God, we ask you to end abortion in America. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.